Hey everybody, welcome to Soul Food with Father Ben. It's great to have you. Some of you may know this, but in March and April of 1930, Gandhi led what we now call the very famous Salt March of that year in protest of the English occupation of India. And this is very important because he just started walking in sandals and a cane across the entire country. It's incredible. And by the time he actually got to the coast where they mine the salt, he bent down, picked up a handful of salt, and let it run through his hands. And for us in the States, we say, well, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? It's not that big a deal. Actually, it was a huge deal because the English government at the time had outlawed the local people from having anything to do with salt and mining salt, which was their primary source of income. And Gandhi basically said, no, that's not going to happen. These people have a right to their own dignity and a right to harvest and to mine the salt and sell it. And it does kind of beg the question on some level, doesn't it? Why is salt so darn important? And if you know anything about the history of the world, the salt trade and the spice trade was in some ways one of the major currencies for many, many years. And as you know, salt changes texture, it changes flavor, and it's very, very important, believe it or not, for baking and pastry, because if you have so much sugar and fat in baking, in say a chocolate chip cookie, for instance, but you don't have salt, it's just too darn sweet, right? So salt is very, very important. I can say when I was running kitchens, it was the hardest thing to teach young cooks to cook with is salt. Because, you know, when you're 19 years old and you're a man, if a little is good, a lot is better. So if they add garlic, they add way too much garlic. If they add curry, they add way too much curry. And, you know, it's crazy because sometimes we go to restaurants and they way oversalt things. For instance, pasta. You go get a pasta at a restaurant. Sometimes it's been salted four times before you eat it. For instance, they salt the water when they cook the pasta, they salt the ingredients going into the pasta, then they salt the pasta itself, maybe it's got soy sauce, and then when you get it, a lot of times people add more salt and they wonder why their feet are swollen. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so it does beg the question further, why is salt important spiritually? So Jesus in Matthew chapter 5 says, you are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its flavor, what good is it? And for us, when we kind of unpack that, it's really important that we understand Jesus is saying, look, I'm really depending on you to be proactive in this world. Let's be honest. Our time here on this earth is not that long. As a priest, I can tell you we bury people every week, people that are of all ages, sadly, including young children. And, you know, we see everything. We see everything from suicides to people that die of old age, cancer, heart disease, whatever it is, fill in the blank, heart attack. We're all going to kick it, okay, in case you didn't get that memo. But the saints, they have a wonderful expression in Latin. It's called the Ars Moriendi, the Ars Moriendi. What does that mean? It means literally the art of dying. And there's actually a book, a spiritual book about this, the art of dying. What does that mean? It means that every day, you and I are one day closer to leaving this world. And, you know, a lot of Americans are just allergic to talking about death. They just will not discuss it. If I've got a first grader and their cat dies, you know, parents often, you know, they're well-meaning, but they are just terrified to talk about death with their kid, to their kid, because they don't want their kid to worry about dying and worry about death. And they say, oh, honey, you don't need to worry about that. You don't need to worry about that. Well, now we've just missed an awesome opportunity to discuss a natural part of life with this kid. It's sad. We're depriving them of that opportunity. And I mention this because if that's true, what Jesus says, that you are the salt of the earth, what that means for us, folks, is that we need to understand our time here is very, very limited. Okay. Every day is a day closer to leaving this world, which, by the way, is what you're told on Ash Wednesday. Remember that you're dust, and unto dust you shall return. But again, sadly, many people just are not comfortable talking about death. Doesn't mean they're bad people. It means they're just, they haven't developed the reality of their mortality, the reality of their mortality. They just won't go there. And that's really sad, because you can't be happy that way. And besides that, it's just ignoring reality. And so if that's true, that we're the salt of the earth, then look, what that means is we need to roll up our sleeves, do something. Because, you know, wherever you and I are 200 years from now, we cannot come back to 2022 or 2023 and say, man, I really wish I would have done blank. Do it now. God bless you. Don't forget to put soul in your food and give food to your soul.